Eleanor, good morning.
Good morning.
So to start off with, just as a bit of background, how big of an industry is illegal logging?
Well, it's pretty difficult to quantify, but most recent estimates put it somewhere between $30 billion and $100 billion US dollars per year.
That is an absolutely huge amount.
It's phenomenal.
Now, you've mentioned previously that the importing of illegally harvested timber is, of course, prohibited. But until now, how difficult is it to identify which timber is legal and which has been cut down illegally?
Well, it's virtually impossible to identify it, or in current practices, it's virtually impossible to identify from the wood itself whether or not it has been legally or illegally harvested. People have to rely on the documents that come with the timber, so the certificates of license to harvest and quotas. And of course, these are just bits of paper, essentially, that can be open to fraud or can be obtained through corrupt practices. So in order to really be sure whether or not the timber we have is what it's claimed to be and that it's legal, we need to use scientific tools that can identify it from the timber itself, not just relying on the paperwork that goes with it.
Now, I do have to admit, timber forensics, I haven't actually heard of it. You mentioned there. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
So it's the practice of examining the timber itself, so looking at the structure of the wood, looking at its chemistry, its biology, its genetics, its anatomy, and using these scientific methods to identify what it is, so what the species is and where it comes from, in the same way that you might use forensics on, so genetics, for example, to look at the DNA of a human to tell perhaps what their ethnicity was or if a sample matches a particular person. Well, it's applying those techniques, but for trees.
It's an absolutely fascinating area of science and one that I never actually considered having to need. But, you know, now that you mention it, of course, it does make sense. Now, you've mentioned as well the difference between developing a technique to track these kinds of things in a lab and actually having it available on the front lines for law enforcement. Where's the technology at now?
Well, the technology is at the point where we've proven proof of concept. It's with enough investment, it's possible to do these things for any species that you might be interested in. The problem is that in order to develop a test to identify a particular species, you need to have examples of that species. So you need to, if you want to be able to identify rosewood from Madagascar, which is a protected species, or in fact it's many protected species, you need samples of all of those species in order to develop the forensic tests. And that's the real kind of bottleneck in terms of the science, is being able to get to these often very far-flung places to collect the reference material and get it into the labs and develop the tools. And then, of course, you have another aspect where once you've got that, then you need to make it available to the law enforcement, make them aware, make it cost-effective. So these are all areas where we really need some more concerted investment and effort.
Now, given that this is a billion-dollar industry, you mentioned before just how huge it actually is, I guess one of the biggest ways we can hurt the industry is taking away some of the money, and that, of course, relies somewhat on educating consumers about the harms of illegal timber harvesting. What needs to happen there, do you feel, in terms of educating the general public?
I think people need to be aware of looking around them, all the things that are made from wood, all the furniture that we sit on, all the paper that we write on. This all comes from timber products, and we might go and see it in a showroom, and it's somewhat removed in our minds from the fact that this is grown in a forest somewhere, you know, which supports a lot of life and hopefully has been legally and sustainably harvested, but possibly not. And we need to ask questions to our retailers, to our suppliers, and say, well, where has this come from and how can you be sure where it's come from? How do you verify that the products that you're buying from Indonesia, for example, which is a major importer, or rather Australia is a major importer of of timber from Indonesia. However, Indonesia is one of the countries that suffers disproportionately from illegal logging. So how are our retailers here, how are they giving us confidence? How are they making sure that they're purchasing their timber from reliable sources? And really, if we just need to question, we need to question where we are buying these things from, to give incentives for the retailers and the traders to ask those questions further back into the supply chain and make sure that the right decisions are being made.
It is a fascinating issue, and we're definitely going to be keeping an eye on it into the future. Eleanor, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you for speaking to me.